Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to the Late Night Girls. How you doing? How you doing? Oh man, it's been a minute. Well, anyway, I'm Marita, first of all.
And I'm Jen Mateo. And thank you for joining us again. It's been a while, right?
It has definitely been a minute since we've been on here. And oh my gosh, I'm excited to be back. There's so much that's been happening since we've been gone, and we've been productive, doing plenty of things, moving forward, et cetera, et cetera. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's show. But before we get into all that, just let us know, because we ain't trying to come back with no technical difficulties. But let us know if you can hear us clear, if we're all good. Mom, if you're out there listening, text me. Let us know we're sounding good, because actually, through my studio, it sounded a little bit choppy to me, so hopefully it's not sounding choppy to you guys. And, so we'll see. But tonight's show is about this technology, what's new in social media. Mama said I'm clear and I'm loud.
Pretty good.
All right. Thanks, Mom. I'll try not to be so loud. You know, it is 10 o'clock at night. Let me put on that Quiet Storm sexy voice. Hold on. I can't help it.
So yeah. So much has been going on since we've been gone. What have you been up to?
I've moved. I'm not going to tell everybody where I moved to, but if you know me, you know where I moved. That's all you need to know. I moved. Oh. Since we've been on, we had the Bad Girls Conference, Blessed and Delivered.
Right.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, my gosh, if you missed it, oh, you missed something real. You missed out on a good thing, a great treat, a great conference, sisterhood, connection, which reminds me, I got to post that promo video so everybody can see. I've got some pictures to post. Oh, my gosh, I got a lot to do. But I've been so busy and swamped with, unpacking. You know, moving is not easy. Jen, girl,
I hate moving.
Yes.
I just moved too. We just both moved. Not to the same place. But yeah, we just both moved, and it's a headache. I hate moving. That's when you realize how much junk you have.
Yes. Hopefully it's the last for me for a while. I don't plan on moving for a minute, unless I'm moving into my big mansion. So other than that, I'm just staying put for a minute. You know.
Nope,
or moving in with my husband. It's our big mansion, too, you know. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what God says. You got to, let us know what's going on with you guys. Comment on our Facebook page, The Late Night Girls. We would love to know what's up. Oh, my gosh. But we have also discovered some great new tools in technology and social media. Yes, I'm loving it. If you are not following me and your girl, you better get on Periscope right now. Periscope, people. Periscope. We're going to talk more about
what
that in a minute.
Periscope?
But, you know,
right.
We're going to hold off before we get into it. Listen, this is what you need to do, guys. You need to tell your friends right now to tune into the show. If they're not listening, and even you may not know if they're listening or not. So share our show link and make sure you get some people in this show because they need to hear about these great new things that are happening, these great new apps and whatnot, just so, you can stay connected with your people. I know there's a lot to keep up with, in social media, and everything is moving so fast in technology. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. But, technology is relevant. social media is relevant nowadays, especially if you have a business and all that. So, you know, let's stay connected. Let's stay connected.
And the key?
I feel like
the key to social media is you got to make it work for you. And we're going to tell you, going to give you some tips on how to make it work for you. It's, you know, it's just don't spend your time just on there talking about nothing. Do it for a reason. And we'll tell you how a little bit later.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't played this one in a while, and I kind of miss my boy. We're going to play Molly Music. And we'll be right back after this to talk about what's new in social media. Keep it locked right here on the Late Night Girls. We'll be back in a few. This is Molly Music.
Bye. I know they see you when they want you. I know they see you when they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's evident. They can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I fight, you know I'm ready. Situations will approach you. And opportunities to fade, shade, and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent. And believe me, you ain't seen much. It's just the beginning. More walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's evident. They can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, hey. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them and stick the moment you let me round. I torched it, screamed, shouted, and forced it to move off that groove it made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The crowns we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger, confusing, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting with what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music, yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you. I'm right for you. I'm here on purpose.
As you know, I fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting because I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
Fighting because I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
Welcome back, everybody. You're now listening to the Late Night Girls with Jen and Marita. That was Molly Music, Fight for You. That was one of my favorites. I ain't heard it in a minute, so I'm glad that we listened to it just now. Yeah. So We're going to talk about social media, you know, and what's happening, what's new in social media. If you've got any social media tips out there for us that our listeners would appreciate and enjoy, then please call in and share those with us. You can always reach us at 323-792-2900. We'd always love to hear from you as long as we're not blabbing and running our mouths and I'm looking at the screen that I'll put you in. Oh, snap. But, yeah, so let's see. Okay. Oh, wait, who's on hold right there? I'm like, is somebody on hold? Okay, no, they're right there. I think she's good. Okay. Yeah, Jen, are you with me, girly? Where Jen at? Did I lose her? You know what? Okay, so listen. Okay, let's get right into this thing.
Wait,
oh,
so you hear me alone?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay.
I was like, where's she at? Where's she at? That don't mean the people couldn't hear. That means just I probably couldn't hear because me, I'm telling you. Let me just say this. Reception in my new place, oh, my gosh, it's freaking horrible. Like, horrible. So I'm waiting. Like, there's been a whole back and forth thing about, like, me getting my cable and internet set up because I'm going to need a whole bundle package with the phone line now that I haven't had in, like, almost 2 years. I'm going to have to do that. And Comcast seems to be the only place that can give me everything that I need right now as far as, like, the services with the high-speed internet. Frontier, which is AT&T, I used to use them, and they were like, oh, we're going to have to, like, bring you down to the very lowest speed internet. And I'm like, no. It is, no, I can't do that. I need high speed. So it's like Comcast, I'm going to have to give in to them and go with them again after 2 years. And I got to find some equipment that I need to return to them first so they ain't charging me an arm and a leg. But that's a whole nother story. So, you know, hopefully by next week I'll have some phone, some cable, and internet set up right instead of bootlegging from my phone, hotspotting, you know, using up my data. Shoot.
That's expensive.
That's why I was sounding all chopped. I'm like, I can't hear. What's going on around here? So, yeah, bear with us, folks. We back, though. We back. We back live and in action. Yeah. Save it. All right. So we're about to talk about the latest and greatest in social media platforms and apps. That's right. I am personally, very personally excited to present to you, present to some, and introduce to others, the new Periscope app. And what is Periscope, you might ask? Oh, it is only the best app to live stream, you know, from your phone, right from your phone. You can broadcast live right there on your phone. People can watch you like a reality show, right there, your own show. And y'all know, well, you might not know, I've always wanted my own reality show. So I'm like, what? This is like the best thing ever to me. And people can follow you on Periscope and then they get like these notifications. Well, Jen said she wasn't getting hers for mine. I don't know. We got to fix that. So they can follow you and know when you're broadcasting live. I think that is so freaking awesome. Right, Jen? Oh my God.
Yeah. And the best part is that you can interact with the person that who's broadcasting live. So you send, like, you can chat with them and they'll speak to you and they'll read your little notes that you send them. And I think that's, like, the best thing. And then it's so funny right now, Marita, that when we started the show, I was kind of expecting, like, to read something because I'm looking at my screen. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's not Periscope. Because I've been on it so long.
Oh, what, though? People can actually chat with us here. You know, it's my fault because I never pull it up. I never pull up the chat screen because sometimes it's just hard. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think Periscope doing it is so much easier. Here, it's not as easy. And then I get into my own little world, and I'm like, that's something, you know, maybe I can start back up with here so people can live chat with us. See how many people.
And I think that's cool.
Interact with us. But, yeah, I love that feature about Periscope. And, you know, it connects you with other people that you might not otherwise connect with and, like, media gurus, business experts, and things like that. And they actually respond, and you can talk to them. So you feel like you get more of a personal connection with those people, even entertainers and things like that. Like, you have your chance to, like, talk to them and ask them questions. And it's just a whole nother level of virtually meeting people, pretty much.
Right.
So,
I could totally see
follow
this taking off.
On there. You got to tell them. So I'm Marita B on there, M-E-R-I-E-T-A-B. What's your handle on Periscope?
Jen Mateo, like everywhere else. So it's Jen, J-E-N-M-A-T-E-O.
Cool. Yeah, I
so
kind of see mine the same as well. So follow us there. I just started today. My very first scope is going to be on Tuesdays. Not my very first scope, but my Girl Talk Tuesday scope. It was the very first one, episode one. So the video will be up there for 24 hours. You got time to catch it tomorrow up until about like 12:30. And then I will be putting those archived episodes on my Facebook page, my professional Facebook page, and my website, maritabaisi.com, so you can check those out. But listen, you gotta stay tuned to those Girl Talk Tuesdays. It's like real talk about life, love, relationships, whatever you can think of. It's just a girly girl talk. That's all. Girly girls. Even though I had a couple guys in the room, and I told them that it's cool. They can stay. They might learn something. They can ask a question if they want to. So it's really cool that, you know, people can really, really interact and get their questions answered and asked right there on the spot. Now, that's Periscope, y'all. That's Periscope. But then I just found out about this other one. I haven't personally tried it, but I've seen people on it, and they've posted, like, their video onto Facebook. And this is Blab. And it's blab.im. And let me tell you, this one is so cool, right? Because it's like a Periscope. But then you can have four people on it at the same time, like in a group, doing a group conversation or group interview, right? And then people can interact with you, the group. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I immediately sent this to my friend Randy. And I'm like, she wanted to do this Sister Sunday chat, right? So I'm like, oh, my gosh, we can all just be, like, somewhere different and just log on. It could be a group of us on the phone into one group, and people can watch us there and ask us questions as we're all interacting and having our conversation. So,
That's so cool.
Matter of fact, we can teach classes off this. We can do workshops and things right there from Blab. I'm like, oh my God. Right? We can have different presenters and different speakers right there. So this is great for entrepreneurs, guys. Pay attention. If you're a coach or something like that, a life coach or a speaker, you do workshops and classes on whatever subject, I mean, partner with a couple other people and all of you can have your turn right there. You can do like a mini conference right online. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Ah, I'm getting excited, y'all. Getting excited. Woo! Yes. This is the bomb. Any other, like, live video streaming, let us know. But for now, we are on Periscope, and then I'm about to sign up to Blab in a minute. And, you know, there's a couple other things. Let me see. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that one. There's a couple other, like, apps that I use. These aren't new, but if you want to, like, keep up with, like, I've been doing this lately. First, I was like, I don't care. It don't matter. Don't make no difference. But it kind of does matter, and I do keep an eye on people that follow me and unfollow me on Instagram. Do you do that, Jen, or is it just me? Or
the people who follow you and unfollow you?
Yes, I can track who unfollows me and follows me. Of course I can see who follows me, but I can track who unfollows me and if somebody blocks me.
Oh, no. How do you do that? I never
pay attention
to that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not you're going to have to tell me offline then.
No. It's called Instrack. It like Instatrack, but it's like INS track. And then that lets you know like, who your followers are, like that are unfollowing you, people that like never comment. They're ghost followers. They follow you, but they never comment on anything. It's pretty cool. And then there's Twit follow, people that unfollow you or follow you on Twitter. And then sometimes I'd be like, people will follow me, and then they'll just, like, maybe a couple days later, they'll unfollow me. And I notice those are the people, like, that have, like, thousands and thousands of followers, and then they're only following, like, 500 people back. So I think they do that to try to get their followers up. And then once you follow them back, they'll, a couple days later, unfollow you and think that you don't know it.
That's horrible. I think I get some people like that because my followers, I get, like, a lot of followers, and then I start losing some, like, out of nowhere. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, it was just, like, fluctuating. Oh. I'm like, what's going on? What is this about?
That's what they do. They unfollow you because they just really wanted you to follow them. So they can have a bunch of followers.
Well, that's why they don't follow me, because I don't follow anybody. I follow just a few hundred people. But I'm very selective because I don't like a lot of nonsense on my timeline.
But, and I started to do the same thing. So every now and then I do a social media cleanup and I go back and I'm like, mm-hmm. Am I really paying attention to her tweets? Am I really following her Instagram page? Like, do I really care what he or she is posting? And I'm like, are they just posting a bunch of nonsense and junk, right? So I'm like, I don't want to follow them no more. And I'm like, if it ain't nothing positive or whatever, I'm like, I'm going to unfollow it. They're not like my friends. And other than that, I'm like, And, you know, I'm just like, I don't want a bunch of crap, you know, in my timeline either. The only thing that I haven't, like, unfriended really people on Facebook, you know, on my personal list. Because I'm like, don't matter. And half the time, some of them I don't even really pay attention to their timeline anyway. I don't even be getting notifications. And I got, like, a lot of friends on there, but I'm like, But definitely Twitter and Instagram, I try not to crowd my space there in my timeline. Because, like, right now on Twitter, I'm almost at 3,000 followers there.
Yeah.
But then I'm following 2,300. So right now, I got 2,966 that follow me. But, 2,300 are following that I follow. So I'm like, okay. I might be bringing that number down because I'm like, I don't be paying attention to half that stuff. If they ain't important, then it's going to go down. So, yeah. And I know people, too, if you don't follow them back, they do get mad at you sometimes and they don't follow you back. They're like, so if you don't follow me back, I ain't going to follow you.
Well, then that's so petty. I know with Facebook, I'm more,
Well, you know, it's like, to me, it's not that serious. It's like, people shouldn't randomly follow each other like that anyway. If they're not, their content or whatever they're posting isn't relevant to you, don't just be following people just because. Like, and I'm not going to follow you back just because you follow me. Like, I might have some stuff you like, but that don't mean you got stuff I like and want to see. So, you know, and that's like these celebrities. They don't follow everybody back just because they did that. Then, no, there's no way they can do that. So, I get it.
I'm sorry, Phil. It's the people who just want likes.
But I do love social media, and I think that definitely you can make it work for you. Like you said, Jen, you got to make it work for you. And I think, like, for your business or whatever it is that you're trying to do, there's different ways that you can make money and everything. I follow Mario Armstrong. So if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, follow Mario Armstrong and go to theneversettleclub.com. He is actually on Periscope, too, and he has a lot of great content, and he shows you how to make money from Periscope, and he gives you a lot of free tips, which, you know, we love free. So follow him and get lots of useful tips and information. And then also, you know, just join the club. There's a group on Facebook. Join that group, and they'll let you in, and you can actually interact with a lot of other people. I was about to say from the church. I got church on my mind because we're going to have church tonight and I ain't go. My pastor's anniversary. Shame. Shout out. Happy anniversary to my pastor.
I couldn't make it, but shout out.
Ezekiel Newton. Yeah, New Haven. Win a word. Shout out. So, you can't say I don't love them. So, listen. So, follow them, Never Settle Club. Join the Facebook page because you can get lots of useful information from other entrepreneurs. You can interact with them, ask them questions, get feedback about stuff. Like the other day, I was like, what's the best free video chat? I think it was like I was looking for like a video conferencing app and to do webinars. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, and some people got back to me real quick. I was like, yes, this is what I need because we need feedback and we need to feed off one another and be resourceful. So I love it. I love it. Use social media for good, people. That's what you definitely got to do. Use it for good, okay? Not bad. Be good with social media. Don't be posting a bunch of junk. Oh, man.
Yeah, well. definitely have to go with the bad. But I agree. Absolutely. Definitely make it work for you. Try to make some money off it. If you have a business, whatever. I think that's always the best way.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I was just on Facebook, and Jimmy, you were just talking about this. And what pops up, it says, goodbye summer, earliest snowfall since 1888. Oh, my gosh. It says parts of South Dakota picked up as much snow as 8 inches of snow as they were hit by the earliest winter storm in more than 120 years. Girl, who are you talking about? Oh, my gosh, girl, 120 years. Come on now. Come on now. See, we were talking about this stuff. We ain't going to get all into this right now. But you know what? There's definitely, there's just definitely things that are happening, like, with this weather. There's, like, signs of the times, as people say. I mean, a lot of strange things are happening in these days. And, you know, you just never know what to expect. So just keep your eyes and your ears open and, you know, just make sure you're prepared for whatever might come your way. All right, so if you're spiritual, stay prayed up, meditate, you know, and just keep your eyes and your ears open because, you know, the times are very different these days. That's a good way to say it. The times are very different. They're changing. Yeah. For sure, for sure.
I agree with
sure.
that.
Absolutely. So, I'm just praying that Connecticut don't get no snow, though. No, Lord Jesus, no snow, no time soon. That's what I don't want.
No, I'm not ready for no snow. Don't want it.
Girl. Oh, and I see you tagged me in this, too. Okay, yep.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm like, wait, didn't I just tag you in that? You're like, oh, Jen,
no, but you know what? Even before I saw that you tagged me in it, it shows that Brooklyn Forever shared that photo, and that's what popped up first, and she shared it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's what popped up. So, okay, oh, man, time be flying. Dang, this is our first day back, and it seemed like it went by so fast. I don't know, like, to me it did. I'm like, it's time to go already? Oh, my gosh.
So sad.
All right, people. Well, listen, make sure that you're following us, again, on social media. First of all, if you're not liking our Facebook page, what's wrong with you? You need to follow us, the Late Night Girls. And then at Marie to Be on Periscope, and then at Jen Mateo, that's with one N because I'm always putting two, Jen Mateo. Oh, my gosh. And what else? Am I forgetting anything?
Well... No,
I ain't forget. You know, I was just saying anything else before we go. All right, peoples. Well, listen, don't forget to tune in to us each and every Tuesday right here at 10 p.m. Eastern. Invite your friends. Let everybody know who you're listening to and who's the hottest girls on the radio. It's me. But before we go, listen, if nobody told you they loved you on today, just know that we love you. Yes, we do. We do. We love you so much. What's that? Who used to watch Kenan and Kale? They'd be like, I do, I do, I do. That was so back in the day. But more importantly, God does too. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful and blessed week, my darling.
Good night.
Goodbye. Goodbye.